Hi, Marty Lurie here. George Contos, our philosopher. What a trip to Chicago for you, my God. I know we're going to talk about baseball in a minute, but all the sidelights of the new condominium, intentional talk, Instagram, golf. Holy cow.
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty eventful trip home. It's always fun when we get to go, for me, when we get to go back and play in Chicago. You know, it's always special. I've seen so many games there growing up, and, you know, the past 6 years getting to go play there in front of family and friends, it's pretty special, especially when we can go and get more wins than losses there, which unfortunately we weren't able to do this year. But it's always fun when we get there, but it's always good when we get to leave. We get to kind of have a breath of fresh air again when you're pulled in all those different directions with family, friends, high school and college, because I went to college at Northwestern right down the road from downtown as well. So it's a lot of fun, and but I'm glad to be back here in the Bay and in front of our home fans.
Well, you always explained to me that years ago you said no more tickets, everybody's on their own.
Yeah, you know, I after the first year we went there, 2012, I left about, you know, 45 or 50 tickets, and I don't think I got a paycheck those 2 weeks. So I kind of explained to all my family that only the immediate family members were going to be left tickets. Everybody else, you guys can look at the schedule and know when we're coming in and pick them up for a little bit better than last-minute prices. But the on-field passes, which are free for us, I left probably about 100 while we were there during the four games. So it was a lot of fun getting to see everybody, and, you know, I came out of the game in game three on Wednesday night. I came out and I heard a bunch of screams from people that I knew in the stands. You know, even acknowledged a family friend who I heard over everybody else. So it's always fun when we get to go back and play in Chicago.
George Contos with us now. Intentional talk, you're on that as well. What was that like? And Kevin Millar and Chris Rose, very funny guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, that was one of the things that was brought to my attention a couple weeks ago, that, you know, I may be able to go on it and chat with those guys. And, you know, Matt Chisholm told me that they requested me to do it, and it was a lot of fun getting to chat with Kevin Millar and Chris Rose. Millar is actually represented by my agents as well, so I've known him for a little while. But great guys, you know, a lot to talk about, and never a dull moment on that show.
No, and look, it's, you know, you got your career going. You know that. I've launched many careers in this thing, so this is good for intentional talk. Plus, all right, what about golf and Instagram? Every time I turn around, your picture's up somewhere.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we talked about on intentional talk was how I got to golf with Michael Jordan in January, and, you know, that was one of the things that growing up, I watched every game the Bulls played. My dad and I actually were at the game in 1991 when the Bulls beat the Lakers to win their first NBA championship. So, you know, Michael Jordan's kind of like the epitome of the famous people that I've kind of grew up admiring. And getting to play golf with him was really a treat, and he's a great guy. And I think for the first six holes we played together, I think I was nervous the entire time. Every time I stepped on a tee box and was taking a shot, I think I was shaking. In the back of my mind, I was like, holy crap, Michael Jordan is right next to me. So it was a lot of fun, but you know, overall playing baseball there, you know, it's always great.
Well, it is great. It's great you're doing all these things because you're in the game as well. But, you know, it gives you a life and things to do. What about the condo? How's the new condo?
The condo's coming along. It's pretty much almost done. The only thing left is my master bathroom shower. It's taking a little bit longer than expected. But, you know, I'm very happy with the work that's been done. It's turning out very, very nice.
All right, let's talk a little ball with you. They go into Wrigley. First of all, the basket. I never heard it described as the Easter basket by Samardzija. And I don't know, you've been there for so many years. Can you reach over into this thing and get involved with a play? Someone on the internet wrote a story about going out and measuring the seats. They've renovated that area, and the seats are a little different height now, and maybe it's easier to get to the basket.
Yeah, I think the old bleacher seats were a little bit, you know, dated, and they were actually, you know, bleacher seats, and they were a little bit the angle was a little bit less high. And the angle now, I think, is a little bit higher. So it sure looked like that fan was able to reach pretty close to getting over that. So I'm not sure if it would, if we were able to replay that ball this weekend. That I think Jeff that gave that one up, Samardzija, to left field. I'm not sure if they would have replayed it and overturned it or not, but he looked like he got awfully close. I think the basket, kind of, you got to get rid of it at this point in time. There's a lot of cheapy homers that go in there. I think we saw two or three just in our series that went in the basket. So, you know, but it's part of Wrigley. And that's one of the things of the aura of Wrigley. The only thing that I wish they'd immediately change is our crappy visitors clubhouse. That's literally the size of this dugout for however many guys we got in there. But it's always fun going to play and Wrigley, all the history there that we have, and you know, for me personally, just all the family and friends walking down the street, whether it's Waveland or Sheffield, and you know, yelling through the fence and saying hello, it's always a good time.
Now the bullpen is different; it's enclosed, and look, the weather was not great. It was misty and rainy, and all this kind of stuff. You guys in the bullpen are like in an air-conditioned hotel room.
Yeah, just for that, just for the weather stuff that we get out of, it's nice. Personally, I wasn't a big fan of it. You can't really see the game. You're behind those Under Armour signs, and it's tinted from the outside. So when you're in looking out, it's very, very dark.
Okay.
You can't hear anything. The TV lags about 5 or 6 seconds. So you hear the crowd, and then you have to wait a few seconds to see what's going to happen. You know, all you can see really is the pitcher and then the right fielder. And you have to really focus pretty hard to be able to see through it. But as far as warming up and being inside, and it looks nice. It makes you feel like you're warming up, throwing real hard because of all the you know, percussion of the walls and all the glove, the ball hitting the glove and popping. It definitely makes you feel like you're ready to go in the game.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your game. And you heard screams, I know. Was it from the third baseman when you threw the ball?
No, I heard, you know, the bunt went up, and when I first got it, I stood up to go to first, and, you know, one of the things that they tell you is when you're going to spin around to go to third, you always want to stay low, and I popped up, and I heard Buster say three, and I spun around, and, you know, wasn't a perfect throw, and you know, if Montero slid in, it would have been a bang-bang play regardless, and, you know, other than that, you know, battled to get out of that inning and made some good pitches to leave the bases loaded, you know, and to get Chris Bryan out and Hap, who's been having a really good debut so far his first few weeks in the big leagues. But you know, I had a hard time sleeping that night because of how that game ended, and it was one run, and you know, it would have been nice if I would have been able to make that throw and then do the rest of what I did, and you know, we might have eked that one out.
Yeah, but there you are again, getting in trouble, and all of a sudden you get the look again. You got the look, I'm telling you, you got the look on the mound, and you get out of, you know, something, you get into another gear.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, one of the I don't throw as hard as Strickland and some of these other guys, but I have confidence in my stuff, and you know, the bottom line is I just like to go out there and compete. You know, it's a pride thing. There's a guy in the batter's box who's trying to hit me, and I'm trying to get him out, and it's kind of who wants it more at that point in time, and I don't really like losing very much. So, you know, I was able to go out and execute some pitches and get past Bryant, and then Rizzo and I are actually good friends, so I knew the intentional walk was coming, but we had this little ongoing fun smack talk session every time we face each other. He's 1-for-6 off me with a homer that he hit with the wind blowing out into the basket in Wrigley the first time I ever faced him. But, you know, being able to retire Hap and leaving the bases loaded was huge for me. And, you know, just trying to keep the game close and give the team an opportunity to come back and score some runs.
That's what you do. All right, our philosopher is with us. Homestand, you know, you guys at some point, you know, you got to kick it in. It's got to happen. How do you feel about where we are in the season now and what's going on with the team?
You know, I feel like we are playing better baseball, you know, than how we started the season. April, thank God, is over, and you know, May, we've had flashes of the team that we are. We've played some really good baseball at times, and you know, when we're not playing good baseball, we've had these three games that we lost at Wrigley. You know, all three of them were winnable. You know, and when we hit, we aren't pitching, and when we're pitching, we aren't quite hitting as much as we need to. So, you know, we keep saying it, and I keep reading it, and everyone keeps talking about it, but we're very, very close, and I think we're a couple games here or there that come in our favor, I think could really turn it all around for us.
All right. Well, good to see you as always. And, you know, it's fun to see you in Wrigley, I must tell you. I know what you're going through, and you've been on the show so many times about that. So I know you had a lot of fun. And the play at third, as I said, the screams, I thought it was from the third baseman when you threw the ball.
No, yeah, it was definitely from Buster. And you know, I think my high school freshman or my high school senior English teacher sent me a text message, and he said that was my second error that I've made in the major leagues, and it was 242 innings in between my two errors. And you know, I wish I didn't know that stat, and I wish it wouldn't come up. But you know, being able to go back and pitch in Wrigley, you know, we pitch here in front of the best fans in baseball, and there's no better place to play than here at AT&T Park. But you know, whenever we go back to Wrigley, I feel like there's just a little bit extra with the people that grew up supporting me, you know, family, friends who are all at the game. You know, I feel like I'm pitching for the team and for myself, but I also feel like I'm pitching for all the people in the stands who have ever supported me and wished me well. So it's a little bit of an extra gear that kind of kicks in when I go to play to Wrigley, I feel like.
That's a baseball story. Georgie, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
Okay, very good. George Contos, our philosopher. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.